The remediation versus compensation is an important concept. I came to learn about it through occupational therapy. If I lose my arm in a combine accident, I don't have it here to write my name or do other things. So when I come back to school, the therapist would work with me to write with my other hand or use a rubber stamp to sign my name. And the point is, they don't care how I do it. They just want me to functionally be able to do the task of putting my name on a piece of paper or a check or whatever. In education, we don't have a comparable tool. We just keep trying to remediate more instruction and different workbooks and a different teacher and different school maybe. We're putting all our energy on the instruction remediation side. Because this doesn't always work is why we see students in the middle schools and high schools still working on those elementary skills of decoding or math problem facts. What happens is we break a child's spirit. I can't read. It becomes internalized that I can't learn. So the question that the IEP team has to put on the table is how do we balance this teeter-totter of remediation versus compensation? The research isn't there. So I really would encourage IEP teams to make their best guess. The issue is to ask your IEP team to think about remediation compensation and to make a decision in the best interest of a child.